Greetings in Christ Jesus, and welcome once again to the Twin Steeples podcast. I am your host, Pastor Joe Nauman. As always, Twin Steeples is a production of Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church in Mankato, Minnesota. I'm joined today by Vicar Drew Nauman, who is joining us, and he'll be leading us in a devotion in Romans 8:28.
Thank you, Joe. So Romans 8:28, I thought would be a pretty pertinent section of scripture to look at today when you look at the world in which we're living and the trials that we might be going through in our personal lives. There's a lot of comfort in here because we tend to come to all of these problems and our first thought is, how can I fix this and change it and make it good? And the fact of the matter is that all of these things are constantly in God's control. So as we read this, we realize just how small we are in the face of everything that we come to in life, and just how great our God is in that he is actually able to bring us through it and to use those hardships and experiences and trials to bring us closer to him. So Romans 8:28 says, "And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose." So that God works all things together for good. That doesn't just mean the good things he works together for good or the easy things he works together for good. He's also working those hard things and those things that we view as difficult and as insurmountable. He's working those. Now, it's interesting, Joe. It says here that God works all things together for good to those who love God. Does that mean that if we love God enough that he's going to help us?
Well, I think it's always important to keep in mind the context here, Drew, of this entire sections of Romans. You know, as you go a few verses later, it talks about how those whom God has called, those he foreknew, those who he glorified, you know, and that's the doctrine of election. So those who love God, God knows those who love him, and those who love him are those whom he loves through his Son and through the working of the Holy Spirit in their heart. So it's not something that we make a decision for God first or something and then he works good, but rather it's God working in us first of all.
Yeah, well said. So we have a lot of comfort in here knowing that it's nothing that we do to merit God's love and his favor and helping us through these things. It's entirely God's love for us from beginning to end. He has promised that he will be near and with us through all of these trials. Why don't we pray about that? Dear gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for gathering us to study your word this morning. We ask that you would continue to be with us and that you would continue to work all things for our good. We don't always know what is in our best interest, but you in your omniscience and your omnipresence always do know what is for our highest good, that is, to bring us to heaven at last to be with you in eternity. We ask that you would see us through all the trials that assail us today and that assail us in the world, and that you would continue to be with us until at last you call us home to be with you in heaven, where there will be no more difficult trials and no more tears and no more death, but only eternal bliss with you forever. In Jesus' saving name we pray, amen.
Thank you for that, Drew. A couple of announcements today as we move forward with our podcast. First of all, our online study continues this evening. Last week, Drew wrapped up Hosea for us, and today we're moving into the book of James, led by Pastor Radical. James is always a good study as to that relationship between works and faith. James kind of paints the other side of it that we're so familiar with from Paul and his letter to the Romans. James really emphasizes the works side of things, but it's such an important relationship between these things and the life of justification and sanctification for the Christian. So we hope that you can jump in on that if you've been wanting to do that for a while and weren't sure quite when to jump back on. New study today, so it's I encourage all of you who are listening to come and listen in to the Zoom study and answer some questions if you're able to, too. It should be a good study for all of us. As far as our prayer list here at Emmanuel, coming up tomorrow, our member Sheila Burgess is having surgery on her neck. It's been a surgery that's been a long time coming, and we're praying that the Lord would give her success in that surgery and give her healing of body and mind as well as she deals with that. Also wanted to thank all of you who are aware of the surgery that my mother had yesterday. This past weekend, she had a seizure. The doctors did an MRI on her brain and found a tumor there. So yesterday, it was a quick 72 hours after that seizure, they did the surgery. They got the tumor out. However, when they performed a biopsy, they found that the tumor is quite an aggressive tumor. So they put in a number of, I believe they call them chemo wafers or chemo pellets. They put them in the brain there in order to continue to attack that cancerous growth there. So we continue to keep her in our prayers, and I want to thank you all for the outpouring of love and support and prayers that you all gave to me and to my family. Certainly a challenging time for us, but it's also, you know, an encouragement that, as Drew said, that God works all these things for good, and that you know, the Lord's going to certainly bless my mother and all of us through this time in our growth of our faith and putting our trust ultimately in Him, because, you know, there's nothing that we can do physically to change the outcome of what's going to happen. It's trusting in someone bigger and stronger and more powerful than us. And that kind of ties into what we talked about today with Romans 8:28, and it really ties in with kind of what we were thinking for our doctrine of the day is you know, this idea, you know, that so many Christians face is, you know, if there is a God in the world, you know, if God is truly loving and caring, as we say that He is and as the Bible teaches that He is, why is there so much pain and suffering and cancer in the world? Drew, would you like to kind of lead us off with the comments with that?
Yeah, so kind of building on your the misapplication that you were talking about there, that many people, that something bad happens and their first question is, why would God do this to me? Why would He bring this to my doorstep? I've been nothing but good. A few false assumptions there. We aren't good by nature, and we're sinful, and we deserve, you know, eternal damnation. So the evil that we do suffer, we certainly deserve. Secondly, God is not the one who causes that evil. God is patient and long-suffering, and He allows evil to happen, because if He were to just smite everyone who does something evil, well, there wouldn't be a whole lot of people left. But in His patience and long-suffering for us, He allows this evil to happen in our time of grace so that we might be brought to Him and come to repentance and to recognize our sin, recognize that need for a Savior, and then to turn to Jesus Christ as our only salvation from sin. And then you get this wonderful, this miraculous thing that God can do, in that He takes even the bad things. We read in Romans 8:28 that all things work together for good. That means the good things, the bad things, and everything in between, God takes those and turns them around for our good. That's a wonderful comfort, that no matter what we are coming to, no matter how dark it seems in our lives and how difficult things are, that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. None of this is coming from God, but He can still use that and turn it around to help strengthen our faith and to build us up in His Word. So there's just a ton of comfort in that idea, that recognition that God is not the one who is causing this evil. That's entirely on us because we are sinful. But He is the one who is able to use those wicked things that happen and even turn those around, all those tricks of Satan, and turn them around for our good.
Yeah, it's always an important point there, Drew, to remember that God is not the author of evil. He is not the one who created evil. Mankind brought sinfulness into the world when our first parents, Adam and Eve, fell into sin, and now because of that, there is evil, there is bad in our world. But as you clearly and importantly say there, God uses those things. And, you know, I've had conversations. There's one conversation in my mind that sticks out with a member is, you know, he said, you know, for the Christian, nothing bad ever happens. You know, and that's, it's something that's easy to remember when you're sitting here comfortably in our office here, or when things are going great. You know, it's easy to remember, yeah, nothing bad happens to the Christian. But it's when you're flat on your back in a hospital bed, or when it's, you know, you're laying upside down in a car accident. Those are the times that it's hard to remember that God is using all these things for our good, that God is using even cancer and disease and COVID-19. You know, I think that's such an important thing for us to remember through this pandemic we're facing. You know, and it's such an important point to remember as well, is that, you know, with a sickness like this, you know, we can take all kinds of steps to try to mitigate the danger of this sickness, but there's nothing you and I can really actually do to completely make sure we never get it. You know, we can't live our life in a bubble and come into no outside contact. It's ultimately trusting in God that He's going to either A, keep that disease from us, or if He does allow us to get it, that's part of His good and gracious plan too. And, you know, I think this sickness, I think God's used sickness in that way throughout the history of mankind to continue to help people to put their trust in Him. You know, we trust doctors, we trust nurses, we trust masks, we trust all these different things that help with disease or can help keep these things away. But ultimately, God uses these things to put our trust fully and wholly on Him, because you can't see COVID. You know, you can't say, well, that person coughed and look, the COVID's coming after me. Mm-hmm. No, it's something that is unseen. It's invisible to the human eye, and it's something that God is ultimately in control of, and so it's a way for us to more fully and completely put our trust and hope in Him, and remember that everything He works together for us is for our good, because of the work that He's done for us, and because He's called us and justified us and predestined us, and ultimately He's going to conform us to the image of His Son when He brings us to heaven for all eternity. Any other comments on this kind of idea of this misconception of God, I guess?
I guess just in what you said, which I thought was very, very well said, the passage comes to mind, He who did not spare His own Son but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him freely give us all things? And you'd said that Christ was delivered for us out of love, and having given up this highest treasure, God's perfect Son, how is He then going to say that, you know, I don't really care about this thing you're going through. I don't really care about that thing you're going through. God is really invested in us. Mm-hmm. That's a wonderful comfort.
Did you know that verse comes four verses after our verse we just did today?
I absolutely did. So, yeah, I was just about to say that. And you just jumped the gun.
Yeah. So. Isn't that amazing? You know, and that's what I think is so important about this context of Romans 8:28, because, you know, as pastors and as, you know, as spiritual leaders, we just, it's so easy to just chuck this verse out there and say, I know you're in the hospital, but all things work together for good. Or I know you got cancer, but all things work together for good. But it's so important to remember the context too. You know, we're in this slice of time. We're in this moment of time right now. And, you know, whatever we're going through can be tough and difficult and challenging. But we need to remember God has this bigger, broader perspective. And that's exactly what that verse you just brought up does for us, is it gives us that bigger perspective of saying, look, God took care of our biggest problem. He's going to deal with this little thing. And for God, cancer is a little thing. For God, disease and sickness and you know, bodily malformation, whatever, is a little thing. You know, these things are nothing to God, who took care of our worst problem of all, took care of our sin. And because of that, now we can be sure that He's going to work everything else for our good, which is ultimately to put our trust wholly and completely in Him so that we can face our moment of death. You know, and that's why you know, ultimately God's completely building in us this trust and faith in Him so that we can have that Christian death, so we can face eternal life fully confident in where God is going to bring and lead us. And my prayer and hope for all of our listeners today is that the Lord would work that faith in you, that trust in Him, and ultimately lead us to dying that Christian death, which is really the goal of every Christian here on earth, is to have that trust that looks to the Lord and closes our eyes in that eternal sleep that leads to everlasting life.
I'm sure we could keep going on and on about this all day, but that seems like a good spot to plug in our hymn.
So our hymn of the day is a familiar one, hymn 521 in the Lutheran hymnal. It's entitled, What God Ordains is Always Good, certainly very fitting with the thoughts we've had today. So I'll read a few verses here. What God ordains is always good. His will abideth holy. As He directs my life for me, I follow, meek and lowly. My God, indeed, in every need, doth well know how to shield me. To Him, then I will yield me. What God ordains is always good. He never will deceive me. He leads me in His own right way, and never will He leave me. I take content what He hath sent. His hand that sends me sadness will turn my tears to gladness. What God ordains is always good. He is my friend and father. He suffers not to do me harm, though many storms may gather. Now I may know both joy and woe. Someday I shall see clearly that He hath loved me dearly. What God ordains is always good, though I the cup am drinking, which savors now of bitterness, I take it without shrinking. For after grief, God grants relief, my heart with comfort filling, and all my sorrow stilling. What God ordains is always good. This truth remains unshaken. Though sorrow, need, or death be mine, I shall not be forsaken. I fear no harm, for with his arm he shall embrace and shield me. So to my God I yield me. Amen. Thank you for joining us once again on this Twin Steeples podcast. We are a production of Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church. This weekly podcast deals with the ongoing activities of Emmanuel Evangelical Lutheran Church here in Mankato, Minnesota. Comes out every Wednesday around noonish. Until next time, we pray that the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. And always remember, Emmanuel, God is with you.